Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now we're going to talk with an expert from Heritage Foundation. Her name is Emily Kao. That's spelled K-A-O. And she's written an intriguing article called The Crisis of Fatherless Shooters. And Emily, welcome to the program. Am I saying your name correctly?
Yes, it's Emily Kao.
Kao. Okay. Very good. And you're Ryan Anderson's boss, which I think is really cool. He's doing great work. We had him on the program just about a month ago. But the Parkland shooting was in the greater Fort Lauderdale area, and that's where this radio station is broadcasting from. Obviously, a lot of young people are saying, oh, it's the guns. We got to get rid of the guns, gun control. That's the answer. It's interesting, though. I hadn't realized until I saw your article this common thread among many of the school shooters and other actors of violence in our culture. Fatherlessness is an important factor to consider. Why don't you go ahead and wax eloquent on that?
Well, I think it's important to look at the root causes of why these shootings are happening. In addition to securing our schools and making them safer, I think it's really important to look at, you know, what has motivated these young men to commit such horrible acts of violence against their classmates. And unfortunately, one of the strongest correlations that we find between predictions of crime and is with fatherlessness. Fatherlessness is one of the most powerful predictors of crime, and that's something that's been cited in many studies. I noted in the article Brad Wilcox's study from American Enterprise Institute, and also Dr. Peter Langman, who's a psychologist who's studied many of the school shootings that have happened. So we need to look a little bit further beneath the surface at the issue of fatherlessness.
Mm-hmm. If I could just quote a little bit from your article, you say, among the 25 most cited school shooters since Columbine, 75% were reared in broken homes. Psychologist Dr. Peter Langman, whom you just referred to, a preeminent expert on school shooters, found that most came from incredibly broken homes of not just divorce and separation, but also infidelity, substance abuse, criminal behavior, domestic violence, and child abuse. Isn't that interesting? We know that in the Parkland shooting, the young man was devastated by the death of his adopted father and mother within about 2 years of the actual shooting.
That's right. His father, his adoptive father, died when he was quite young. I believe he was only 5 years old, and he actually saw his father die, and then his mother died just recently. I think when you think of a child who's raised in a healthy home, all the things that a father provides to a child, especially to a son,
mm-hmm.
He provides authority and discipline and helps the son build self-control, which we know is very important for young men and boys. Also helps them develop empathy. And these are all character traits that unfortunately are lacking in these young men who commit the school shootings. So if you can imagine, you know, all those positive things that a father provides for his son as a role model, you take all that away, and then, you know, unfortunately many young men are left without a good role model for those character traits, and then they don't see that in the home, and then they have difficulty building those traits on their own. And so it shouldn't be entirely surprising that, you know, there is this strong correlation between fatherlessness and these character traits, as well as just a lack of identity. I think a lot of young men who don't have a father in their life, they really struggle with the issue of identity, you know, who am I? And they see that masculine, they see that feminine side from the mom, but they don't get that masculine side from the father.
Yeah, and it's interesting. You quoted a couple of criminologists, who said that fatherlessness can be one of the most powerful predictors of crimes. Now, obviously, we should add the caveat, if somebody is coming from a broken home and they don't have a father in the home and there's nothing they can do about it, and there's nothing the mother could do about it, sometimes the fathers just walk out. They can still rise above the circumstances. It's just not ideal.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There are so many people who are raised in single-parent homes who turn out, you know, wonderfully. And there are so many, you know, single moms who are doing such a great job raising their sons and daughters. And I think that it's important to look at the research on these young men who have committed the school shootings. Another person I cited in this article, Dr. Warren Farrell, he's really looked closely at this issue of the identity of the young man. He doesn't have a father in his life, may struggle with feelings of abandonment and lack of self-worth, lack of just the healthy masculinity. And according to Dr. Langman's research, many of these school shooters, they try to be ultra-masculine, and for them that's getting a gun to feel really powerful.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. You even quote a rapper, Tupac Shakur. Comment on that, if you would.
Well, I thought it was very interesting that, Tupac Shakur, who unfortunately died a violent death himself, that he said this in his autobiography. You know, he said, "I know for a fact if I had a father, I'd have some discipline. I'd have more confidence. Your mother can't calm you down the way that a man can. You need a man to teach you how to be a man." And it's been stated that he started to hang out with gangs because he wanted that family structure that he lacked. And I think, when you think about his statement, "You need a man to teach you how to be a man," that's just sort of common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, I think there are, wonderful things that a mother can teach. There are wonderful things that a father can teach. But a mother cannot replace a father, and a father cannot replace a mother.
Yeah.
So the father has a very unique role in the life of his son.
I can't help but feel, though, in some ways the culture has really been putting down men and putting down boys. And, seriously, this has been an ongoing problem. And, you could see it even in the popular culture with the TV shows. Instead of Father Knows Best, it's like father's a complete idiot.
I couldn't agree with you more. So I think that, there in identifying the problem, you have identified the solution as well, which is that we need to pay more respect to men who are doing the job of being a father. And that may have to start in, families and communities. That's not so much a solution that the government needs to come up with. I think that needs to really be something that we foster in our society and in our own relationships, is to demonstrate respect for the men who are choosing to be a father.
Does the government in any way actually promote fatherlessness in the home?
Unfortunately, I think the answer is yes. The article mentions the marriage penalties that are built into our welfare system. That's an unfortunate thing that the government does to actually incentivize people not to get married, and so that could be changed. But beyond that, I do think that there needs to be bottom-up solutions as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, what can the president do, or Congress?
Well, I do think President Trump could, use his bully pulpit to really praise fathers and to demonstrate respect for the important role that fathers play in children's lives, and he's been very vocal about his concerns about the school safety situation. And I think in addition to the things that he's doing to harden school safety, he could really talk more about the family and how important it is to have intact families and fathers and the importance of marriage, because marriage and fatherhood really go together. When people stay married or they get married before having children, that, leads to fathers staying with their children. So the two go hand in hand, marriage and fatherhood.
Yeah, it's so funny, but these problems in our culture are so they're like on a vicious cycle. I mean, I remember when Santorum got some grief when he was running for president, but he quoted the old study. I forgot, it was Brookings? I don't think it was Heritage. But anyway, he said, there's three things that a young person does. If they do this, 80% of them or 90% of them will stay out of poverty. Graduate from high school, get a job, and don't procreate until you have, until you're married, and you do those three things, and all of a sudden, the poverty rate goes down, and you don't do those things, and you end up with this broken family and all this kind of scenario where, but again, our popular culture glorifies all that stuff. It glorifies the wrong things.
I think most people, have a basic understanding that is the path to success, is to, finish school and to get married and then have children. I think a lot of Americans feel that way. I think Rick Santorum, articulated something that is pretty much common sense. But it is surprising how much, certain elements in our culture really seem to disdain marriage and, having the marriage intact to support the child and all the work of child rearing. It does seem like we've, in the name of going forwards, we've really gone backwards.
One thing that's interesting is sometimes some of these school shooters have been picked on. They've been bullied by their peers. And that happens, of course, to many others who don't go to that extreme. But I remember one time doing an interview after Columbine, and I was talking with someone, and he was a student at the school and told me of an incident that I had heard, had not heard about, and it was awful. Let me just tell you what happened, just real fast. He said one day in the cafeteria, in front of, hundreds of his peers, some football jock took a milkshake and dumped it upside down on the head of one of the later shooters, one of the shooters at Columbine. Eric Harris, I think it was. Anyway, Harris character. So he did this, and, all the kids laugh, ha, 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 and then later the bully comes out, months later with a gun and gets revenge. And it was just, the whole thing was just awful by everybody's, anybody's criterion. I remember even when the story first broke about Parkland, they were saying that this kid, was bullied, and maybe he himself was bullying others. But it's just such a terrible scenario.
That is tragic, and no child should ever be bullied. No student should ever be bullied. And I think, going back to the broken families,
yeah,
I think that, a healthy, intact family can give children a good sense of self-esteem.
Right.
It give them, help them build character, help them have that compassion and that empathy for others, that they don't grow up to become bullies, and also help them have, that strength of character, that when somebody is, pushing around weaker peers, that they're the kind of person who can also stand up to that. So it is a very unfortunate reality that there is a lot of bullying going on in schools right now. I think that that's a factor that we need to really look deeply into as well when we look at the school shooting situations.
Mm-hmm. What about the shooter in Connecticut? We haven't heard about him for a while, Adam Lanza. Is it fatherlessness, though, as an issue? I remember his mom was divorced, so obviously he must have been fatherless in that sense.
Yes. Unfortunately, Adam Lanza's father had not seen him in 2 years, and he later actually told reporters he wished his son had never been born. Which is very tragic. So, yeah, unfortunately, Adam Lanza does fit into that statistic of the 75% of school shooters who did not have a father in their lives.
Yeah. All right, let me quote your article, and we'll close on this, unless there's something you want to add to it as well. Dr. Warren Farrell, whom you mentioned before, author of The Boy Crisis, says boys who do not have a strong relationship with their fathers may lack a model of healthy masculinity. If he thinks his father has abandoned him, he fears he is not worthy. End quote. Wow, that's amazing. Any closing thoughts on fatherlessness and the link to the school shootings?
Well, I think I would just turn that statement around and say, those fathers who are staying in the lives of their sons are doing such important work.
That's right.
It may be very overlooked, but every day they are helping that son to know that he is not abandoned, to know that he is worthy, to know that he does have, a healthy model of masculinity to emulate. And so I think one of the most important things we can do in the aftermath of Parkland is seriously consider, you know, the work of fathers and respect that work. And also, again, as I said, marriage and fatherhood are so interrelated. So I think it would be wonderful if our culture began to esteem both marriage and fatherhood again.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Emily Kao, K-A-O, of Heritage, heritage.org. Thank you, Emily. All the best.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.